Yeah, yeah, but I ain't trusting you guys because you fooled me. You all fooled me on that praise song, you know, at the end when you go down the three. Well, I thought it was go down the three steps and, you know, I'm doing my little boy. Well, you see me all the time, Sandra. Yeah, you got it. And I'm over here just all full of myself because, you know, I won a Grammy Award. And I'm coming down those three steps and then everybody else went down two more. There were five steps going down and I didn't get that memo. I only had three steps. Three steps and then I was out. So I don't know. I don't know why I'm talking about counting, except for I actually, I'm not very good at math. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened because I used to be really, really, really good at it. We called it arithmetic. And I am telling you, I excelled at arithmetic. I could count. I could count way past 10. I could count past 20. I could count until you wanted me to just quit counting. I could count. And not only could I count, I could add. I could add and add and add, and then I could subtract. I wasn't just about addition. Oh, no, 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 no. And then they try to squirrel you up, and they have double digit. Did you ever have that? Double digits. Double digit addition. Bring it on. I double digited that arithmetic just fine. Adding, subtract. Then they added three digits. Bring on. That's all you got? Come on. Come on. Show me what you... Four digits. It didn't matter. Multiplication. I got you down. Division, no worries. I am ahead of my grade group, all right? I am just excelling. I am excelling unbelievable in arithmetic. It is unbelievable. And then I hit algebra, and algebra hit back. Algebra hit back hard. I was so confused. You see, I have some OCD issues. And in my mind, arithmetic was supposed to be about numbers. And English was supposed to be about letters. And algebra insisted on bringing letters into the equation. Get it? Into the equation. Oh. I was doomed. I was doomed. It didn't go well for me with algebra. 17 years taking algebra. Algebra and I are not friends. We are not. I feel so much like that sign you see about, "Dear algebra, please stop asking me to find your ex." They left you. I don't know why. There's a parallel to this for me in my life as a Christian. In my life as a Christian, I started out unbelievably. I heard God when I was 3. When I was 8 years old, I had the 23rd Psalm memorized, 10 Commandments memorized, Lord's Prayer memorized. I'm like, doing this is great. Time I was 12, I'd been baptized so that I could be forgiven, and that way I'd make sure I get to heaven. I'm thinking, I got this down. This is so easy. All you have to do is just, and then I became aware that there were wars and riots and hatred and starvation. I didn't understand how could this be? How could this be? And as I got older, I began to understand that there were thoughts and feelings coming inside of me that were contrary to the way Jesus wanted me to live. I discovered that there were wars and riots and starvation inside of myself. And I wondered, how can this be? How can this be? And I entered into what has become now a lifetime of struggle, of trying to find my way as a disciple, of what it is that God is calling me to be and how it is that God is calling me to act and what it is I'm supposed to be doing with my life and how God is calling me to be a Christian, because I discovered that I'm not very good at it. I was just like math. I was going along so well. And I've discovered I'm not very good. Our passage today is more than just about Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. It's just more than about just Jesus doing healings. It's did you hear how he went away for some private prayer time? And Simon and the others find him. And what does he say to him? You see, I think maybe what happened was that they were hoping they could keep Jesus in Capernaum. It's a nice town, you know. You had the Kmart, McDonald's, doing all right. It wasn't just a one-stoplight town. This was a real place, okay? They had the mall. It was a good place to be. And you're thinking we could just put up a little Miracle Man shop right here, you know, trout Jesus out every now and then, do some healings, get it all set, have a little side businesses. You could sell some souvenirs, you know, little cottage industries. You could have a nice little thing. We could just, you know, call them churches and just have them. Jesus goes around from church to church, and then, you know, every third Sunday he's at our church. And then you go to the other churches, and they could just set it all up like that. And haven't you ever wanted to contain Jesus? Haven't you ever wanted to, like, try to control God? Haven't you ever shared your arithmetic with God? I have a very simple plan. Good things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. That's my arithmetic. I have given God this plan many times. It is not working. It is not working. It is not working. God tells me just the same as Jesus told Simon. Look, I have to go out. I have to go out to other towns. I have to get out to other people. I have to make sure that the news is spread. I have to make sure that the news is heard. I've got to make sure that everybody knows about God's grace. And he has the disciples help him. Did you see that in the passage? Did you hear that in the passage at the end? He has the disciples help him, and they're not bright people. You would think, you know, hey, do a little drafting, you know, just not open it up to anybody, you know. Have a competition, American Idol type of thing for the disciples. Who can, you know, who can at least have a test? Something. He just looks at their heart and says, they have a heart. They have a heart. I'm thinking you could use a brain in that group. They have a heart. Jesus comes to share God's grace. And grace is God's math. If arithmetic is numbers, and algebra is numbers and letters, grace, God's grace, is numbers and letters and sights and sounds and smells and tears and feelings and dreams. God's grace takes our calculator, smashes it down, and then all the pieces and all the buttons get put back together into some form of mosaic. And we discover that God's grace is a picture. God's grace is a sound. We discover that God's grace is more than just a second chance. God's grace is a chance after chance after chance until you've used up every chance in your entire life, and still God has more grace for you. You can never run out of God's grace. No matter how much, God's grace will always, 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 and always means always be there to pick up the pieces and put them back together and remind us that we are God's creation. No matter how many times we fall apart, no matter how many times the world smashes us down, God's grace will continue to pick up the pieces And we never, ever, ever have to feel, live in fear about the other shoe going to drop. It's never going to drop. Ever. Ever. God's grace says, you are my child, and I love you, and nothing will ever separate you from me. And that means nothing. Nothing. Nothing can take you away from my heart. I am with you always, forever, always, and forever. That's what God's grace is about. And Jesus has us to help spread that grace. Jesus counts on us to help share that good news. I used to feel a lot more confident about my abilities. Come into the preaching circuit, you know, and you get, look at me, I'm a preacher. All these people asking me, oh, you should come over and preach here. Oh, you should come. I don't feel so confident anymore. I'm a lot less confident in my abilities. I'm a lot more thankful and grateful for God's grace. It's God's grace that I know I can count on. It's God's grace that continues to bless my life in ways I could never, ever have imagined. It's God's grace that continues to surprise me and amaze me. It's God's grace. It's God's grace working in my life, picking up my pieces, taking up all my mistakes and failures and shortcomings, and able to bring them in a way that reminds me that I am loved. Reminds me that I am loved. And that's why Jesus invites us to share the good news of God's grace. That's why we do what we do. Because that's why Jesus came. Jesus calls on us to help find exes. People who are lost. People who feel discounted. People who think they have to earn something that God has freely given them. That's why we do what God calls us to do, to share God's grace. Amen.